Last month, NPR reported that the Army has kicked out tens of thousands of soldiers who came back from war with mental health problems on the controversial grounds that the soldiers committed misconduct. As a result, those veterans lost crucial benefits. Today, we take a look at how important those military benefits can be to someone suffering the after effects of war. The kind of mental illness that the military decides those vets have can make all the difference. Michael DeOanna of Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio explains in collaboration with NPR.
Frank Costabile was a mess after the Army forced him out. He says he was so shaky and paranoid that he couldn't walk down the street without looking over his shoulder.
It seems like once I had these problems, they just wanted to get rid of me. They didn't care at what cost I had to leave. They just wanted to pressure me to get out.
The first time we talked with Costabile, he was living in a homeless shelter in Las Vegas. Other homeless vets were lining up for lunch.
We got dogs, we got a goulash, we got wings.
Costabile said if his plan had worked out, he wouldn't be living at this shelter at all. He'd be dead. Because just weeks after the Army kicked him out, he waited for his wife to drive their daughter to school one morning. He went into the bathroom. He emptied the bottles of sedatives and antidepressants that Army doctors had given him. Then he swallowed them all, and he laid down to die.
I was in the bathtub. I didn't want to fall and hit my head on anything severe and cause blood all over the place. I figured I'd sit down and take these things and everything would be all right.
Who found you?
My wife found me. She had forgot something at home, a purse, phone, whatever, and she came back and she found me.
He was in a coma for 3 days. Costabile says he'd been falling apart ever since he spent 7 months in 2011 on a small base in Afghanistan. His job was to keep trucks and generators running. He didn't see any direct combat, but he was always scared.
We were right next to the wire, 20 feet from the wire, from the other walls. They're sending grenades in, mortars, small arms fire, suicide bombers. That made it real. That made it scary. You know, it's like, yeah, I could really actually die here.
Costabile came back to Fort Carson near Colorado Springs, Colorado, and he barely slept. He hardly ate. He was losing an alarming amount of weight.
I was having suicidal thoughts. They'd send me right to the hospital.
He was so bad that Fort Carson sent him to a private psychiatric hospital for 4 weeks. And the day he was discharged, a doctor wrote a diagnosis on his medical records, severe depression. Then a military escort drove Costabile straight from the hospital to a medical clinic back on the Army base. And a clinical social worker there wrote down a different diagnosis. She entered adjustment disorder.
She looked over my paperwork. She didn't say anything. She said, you have an adjustment disorder. And I was like, I don't think, I guess so. I didn't know what adjustment disorder meant.
It meant a lot. If Army doctors had given Costabile the same diagnosis as the private hospital, the Army could have given him a medical retirement on the grounds that the war disabled him mentally. And that would mean that Costabile would get crucial benefits. He'd get regular checks for part of his old salary. He'd get free health care for life, not just for himself, but for his family. But by diagnosing him with an adjustment disorder, the Army was saying that Costabile's problems weren't caused by the war. And that meant no monthly paychecks and no health benefits. The Army kicked out Costabile just months after they gave him the diagnosis. He and his wife couldn't afford an apartment, so his in-laws said she and her child could move in with them, but not Costabile.
They were afraid I'd be violent, so they didn't want me being at the house.
So he moved into a shelter and filed for unemployment.
A lot of anxious thoughts to go through my head. You know, what happens tomorrow? Where am I going to eat? What am I going to do, you know?
Army officials told us something surprising. They don't know how many combat soldiers like Costabile the Army has kicked out for adjustment disorders. They say they don't keep statistics that way. What they can say is that the Army has kicked out 2,000 soldiers like Costabile since 2009 for mental disorders that they don't consider to be disabilities. Colonel Elspeth Ritchie worries that kicking out these soldiers hurts them even more.
I would surmise, based on other data, that they will continue to struggle with mental health issues after they leave the service.
Ritchie was the Army's top psychiatrist before she retired from the service in 2010.
Giving them some benefits, again, we're talking about those who have been in combat, would be helpful not just to them, not just to their families, but to society as a whole. because it's much cheaper, frankly, to put a safety net under people early and keep them in treatment, provide mental health care, hopefully keep them employed and housed, than it is for them to spiral down and end up on the streets.
But the officer who replaced Richie when she retired says there's no reason to worry about this issue of adjustment disorders. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Ivany says the Army pushed out fewer than 100 soldiers this past year with that diagnosis.
The total is 76 out of however, you know, many 100,000 soldiers were in the Army during that time.
But a soldier's advocate says this year's numbers are not the main issue. Andrew Pagani runs a free legal services program for soldiers. It's called the Uniformed Services Justice and Advocacy Group. He wants the Army to disclose how many soldiers they have pushed out for adjustment disorders since the wars began.
There are thousands of Frank Costabiles out there.
And Pagani says the Army owes them millions of dollars in benefits. He got the Army to look into Costabile's case. Army officials say it was handled correctly. But Pagani says, let somebody else judge that.
Frank's case and many, many other cases have to be brought before an independent investigation commission to really peel back the onion on this, because we don't know how many of the individuals that have been wrongfully and inappropriately discharged have committed suicide.
Pagani helped Costabile petition the Department of Veterans Affairs for benefits, and the VA reached a dramatically different conclusion than the Army did. The VA declared that Costabile is 100% disabled as a result of his service in Afghanistan. They say he has severe depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. We found Costabile recently in San Diego. He'd left the homeless shelter and was now living at one of the VA's top centers for treating PTSD. On the morning we visit, he's making wooden pens.
This takes my mind off of different things.
Today, Costabile is finally getting a monthly check from the VA, but his family isn't getting the free health care they would have received if the Army hadn't pushed him out for adjustment disorder. So they're on Medicaid, the government's insurance for the poor. But Costabile says he feels hope.
My depression is under control. I mean, that's still a constant struggle. I'm never going to be off medication for it. But also, my PTSD, it's never going to be cured. But I have tools now that I know how to cope with certain things. And I still have nightmares, but not as intense as they used to be.
Costabile feels that for the first time since he left Afghanistan, he's recovering from the wounds to his mind. For NPR News, I'm Michael DeJoanna.
That story was co-reported by NPR's Daniel Zwerdling. And Danny joins us now from Washington, D.C. Nice work as usual, Danny.
Hey, thanks so much.
The soldier at the center of the story, is there any update? You know, how's he doing?
Yes, he's left the PTSD center. He's now living with his mother on Long Island in New York. I just talked with his uncle. Frank was off at work handling the shopping carts in the parking lot of a big box store. And I asked his uncle, how's Frank doing? He said, Frank's doing good. So, right. Encouraging news.
Yeah, some encouraging news. Now, this story was part of a larger investigation you did with Colorado Public Radio. Tell us what else you found.
Right, we found that adjustment disorders, which Michael DeJoanna just talked about, they're just one controversial way that the military is kicking out soldiers who came back from the wars with serious mental health problems or traumatic brain injuries or both. And here's how this other way works. And it's affected even more people. Say you've come back from the war, you have serious problems, and you do something wrong and stupid. You're caught drunk driving. You talk back to an officer. You show up late for formation. The Army has been kicking those soldiers out instead of helping them for misconduct. And again, they don't get the usual benefits they would have received.
Interesting. I mean, of course, the Army doesn't want soldiers misbehaving, Danny. Discipline is paramount. But if a soldier, you know, has a brain injury or mental health problem, isn't it going to be a little more common for him or her to misbehave?
It's very common. And remember, as Michael DeJoanna said in that story we just heard, here's what the Army could do. They could say to these soldiers, look, you are so damaged by the war, and we are sorry about that, that you're not a good soldier anymore. So we're going to give you a medical retirement on the grounds that you're mentally too damaged to be a good soldier. But that comes with an honorable discharge and all the benefits, free health care for life and that sort of thing. We found out that the Army has kicked out more than 22,000 soldiers for misconduct without their full benefits. Since 2009, and if you add that to the adjustment disorder discharges, that means they've kicked out more than 24,000 since 2009 who came back from the wars with mental health problems and did not give them their full benefits.
More than 20,000, that's a lot. Danny, in just 30 seconds, as a result of NPR's stories, the Army is launching an investigation, correct?
Right. 12 U.S. senators, they're all Democrats, wrote a letter to the Secretary of the Army after they heard our story, and they said, "We want you to investigate." And just late last week, the Secretary of the Army, the acting Secretary, Eric Fanning, wrote a letter to all those senators, and he said, "I promise that we're going to assemble senior leaders, and we will put together a full multidisciplinary investigation of this issue."
NPR's Daniel Zwerdling, thanks so much.
Eric, thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.